Hey, good evening, all. So we're still in Perek Beis, up to Halacha Vav, Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. So he says as follows, that normally so far we've been speaking about how Yom Kippur is a really big deal when it comes to Tshuva. So one might think that Tshuva is really only a Yomim Narayim thing. Maybe I don't have to do Tshuva throughout the rest of the year. So he says as follows, Halacha Vav, Afal Pisha Tshuva, Tzaaka Yafal, Yafa the Olam. So he says, even though everything we said might make you think otherwise, the truth is, it is good for the rest of the year. You can do tshuva any other day of the year. It's good the Olam. But he says, even though we know that, and that is true, nonetheless, Basara Hayamim Shabein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Hi Yafa Bioter Mitkabel Ti Miyad. Nonetheless, when it comes to the high holidays, the 10 days of tshuva from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, that is the absolute best time to do tshuva. If you only do tshuva once throughout the entire year. You said, I'm not going to do it any other time. So now is the time, the 10 days of repentance. And if you do so, then your tefillah, your tshuva will be accepted immediately. Shenemar, dir shu Hashem b'imatsu. He links the pasuk that we say is the beginning of every haftorah that we lean for fasts. And so, we say that if a person searches after God, that you'll find God there, and that's what he says he's referring to, specifically the 10 days of repentance, when if you do tshuva, that Hashem will immediately answer your tshuva, respond to your tshuva. When does this apply? He says, this only applies to a yachad, an individual who is seeking to do tshuva. However, aval tzibor, kol zman she'osim tshuva, whenever a congregation realizes they did a sin, and the congregation gets up in unison and decides to do tshuva, but so'akim b'lev shalim, and they cry out to God with a complete full heart, there is a pasuk that says that in plural we all call to God, and the Rambam says that this pasuk shows us that if we as one united community get up and pray to God and ask God to forgive us for repentance, then even though it's not during the 10 days of repentance, God will immediately answer our prayers, even if it's not during this time period. Okay, Yom Kippurim, Halacha Zayin, Yom Kippurim, who's man shuvah l'kol yachid, l'rabim, who keitz mechila v'slicha l'Yisrael. In case you haven't realized so far, Yom Kippur is the day of tshuva for everyone, right? Yachid, rabim, an individual or the community. And he says, he uses a fascinating language of who keitz mechila v'slicha l'Yisrael. It's kind of like the epitome, it's the end goal of all forgiveness that the Jewish people want. It comes on Yom Kippur. Therefore, since it is kind of the epitome of the time to do tshuva, every single person has to do tshuva. Maybe if you think that you didn't do one sin the entire year, this is the time that no matter what, everyone has to do tshuva. So there's a very famous halacha that the idea to do tshuva starts actually from Erev Yom Kippur, not just from Yom Kippur itself. Why? Before you even eat your final meal before Yom Kippur, there's an idea that we're concerned that maybe you'll choke in the Seudah right before Yom Kippur. Therefore, we do Vidoy, we have the first real tshuva experience right before the meal before Yom Kippur, lest the person would die, God forbid, right before Yom Kippur starts and doesn't have a chance to do tshuva. So you say, oh, this is great. So I did tshuva right before Yom Kippur. I did a real full tshuva, so then I'm done. He says, no. Even though you already did a full tshuva, before you ate, you should go back, and then we do another Vidoy in the night of Yom Kippur, Arvis. And we say we do a full vidoy, we do a full shuva experience throughout all the other davenings of Yom Kippur as well, just to make sure it really gets in there. And an individual, when they're praying their Shmoneh Esrei, he does the vidoy service after, at the end of his Shmoneh Esrei. And the Shliach Tzibur, when he's doing the repetition, he does the vidoy during the fourth bracha, as we do as well. Halacha Chet. So he says the language of anachnu chatanu that we kind of introduce all the vidois with, that is the ikar of vidoy. That is really what it all comes down to. Say this line, and that's really what it's all about. These two words of saying anachnu chatanu, that we have sinned. Once you say that, then that's really everything. Obviously, we do elucidate everything else, but that's really what it all comes down to. So then he says a fascinating idea. You think that a person sinned in the year 5778, so comes to Yom Kippur 5779, and then he should be able to just say tshuva, do tshuva for that, and that should be it. So says the Rambam, that's not really the case. every single Yom Kippur, you're actually doing tshuva for all the sins of your past, even the ones that you've already, in theory, have asked for forgiveness for and have been forgiven for. You still, says the Rami, you should go back every single year and ask for forgiveness for them again. Afal pi shu omid b'tshuva so, even though he once did in repentance before and he has to do it again. Shenemar ki pesha'e ani eda v'chatasi inegdi tamid. That there's an idea that we don't know how God works, right? So we kind of make it a very simple equation. We say, oh, if we do tshuva now, God will forgive us, and that's how this whole process works. And that is the base level of understanding how Yom Kippur and these days work. Nonetheless, we never really know, right? We say that we're still in some ways being punished for the sin of the golden calf. How could that be? There was a Yom Kippur the year after the golden calf. Well, the answer is because there are some sins that do have an everlasting effect, and we don't know how God makes the decisions. And therefore, every single year, we do have to do tshuva again for the previous year's sins because we just do not know. We hope that God will forgive us, but we don't know at the end of the day. So every year, we say tshuva for all the things we've done in our life. Okay, we'll stop right here for the evening.